This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to another edition of What's On Your Mind. Can't wait to find out that answer, What's On Your Mind, in moments on the program. We have a lot of time to chat with you. In fact, a full hour of open phone time today on the program means we throw the keys to you. Say, what's on your mind? You tell us on the program. I'm Scott Henlon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here.
Hello.
Thanks to Gary Amadeth yesterday and John Trandum on Tuesday for filling in for yours truly. Of course, Todd's always here to keep the ship sailing mightily on the mighty 550 Cape Fire, the legendary voice of the Northern Plains, and of course, AM 1100 The Flag, 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley, KTGO 1090 in Tioga, the oil capital of North Dakota, serving that region from Williston to Minot. Watford City, Newtown, Killdeer. I mean, I can go on and on. Crosby, can't forget Crosby, right? Powers Lake, of course. Ray, Stanley, the entire region. And the station on the western edge, 1460 KLTC in Dickinson as well. Glad to have you on the program today. It's a Thursday, so we're brought to you in part by our friends at the Northwest Landowners Association. Are you a member yet? Make today the day you go to nwlandowners.com and become a member. This is for pennies. Pennies. You get incredible representation. Look at the calendar. We're getting closer and closer to a legislative session, and these folks are walking the hallways on your behalf. They have a seat at the table on your behalf. They are very well respected among our elected leaders and folks in Bismarck. So if you're a landowner in North Dakota, consider joining the Northwest Landowners Association. The cost is small, the benefit large. NWLandowners.com. Can't believe you wouldn't want to be a member, that's for sure. I was at the Mayo Clinic the last couple of days. Actually left on Monday and returned last night. And found out early afternoon, that I have a clean bill of health, which is nice. Some folks know this, but I had my colon out about 6 years ago. After a bit of a scare, found some precancerous cells thanks to some colonoscopies, and the folks at Mayo found it where others didn't, and so I'll forever believe that the place saved my life. So call me a big fan of the folks at Mayo Clinic. I am, and you know, when you're this close to what arguably is the best healthcare on the planet, if you need it, go there for a second opinion, right? I mean, we have good health care here. We really do. We're darn blessed to have the health care we do for the size state we have in North Dakota. I'm not knocking any of our health care providers here. Have heard stories and seen firsthand the miracles they work. But on occasion, there's something that comes up that requires a second opinion or, someone.
There's a reason people come from around the world to Mayo. I mean,
exactly.
It's not just a regional thing here.
Yeah, no, in fact, the true story is I'm waiting in the waiting room yesterday. I had our daughter with a 13-year-old daughter and a buddy of hers because my wife's out of town with our other daughter. And so Haley had to be a good trooper and be along, which is not fun with doctor's appointments, right? But anyway, we were seated in the waiting room next to someone who was a spitting image. I could have taken a photo and put it on Facebook and said, who's this look like? And 99.9% of people would have said Osama bin Laden. I'm not kidding you. I mean, the sandals, the white robe, the whole deal, right? And accompanying him was someone, I don't know if a wife or a daughter, who was covered head to toe, only a little, the slit for the eyes. Have you seen that? You know, where you have the get up, right? I don't know what it's called, but anyway, and then a son, and the son was, it looked like, your next door neighbor, right? Pair of jeans and sandals and a little more Americanized. But I struck up a conversation with them, and they were from the United Arab Emirates. So not the best English, but could, could converse, but UAE. But to your point, Todd, if you go to the Rochester Airport, I mean, there's planes from all over the globe, you know, that come in and bring people there for the best healthcare in the world. So it literally is the best healthcare in the world, and people who could get healthcare anywhere get it there. So I just a shout out to my friends at Mayo. They do an incredible job. They really do.
I worked in Rochester, Minnesota radio back in the mid-80s, mid to late-80s, and yeah, I mean, you'd hear the stories of so-and-so's here, so-and-so's here, so, and I mean, there's a reason they come from around the world.
Yeah, exactly right. So, and they saved my life, bottom line. So if you have a loved one or someone, it's a lot easier, too, to go there. You don't need a referral. You know, obviously your insurance may require it, so you have to go through that process, but you don't need one to get an appointment. Anybody can go there and get an appointment. Some people think, oh, you got to go through a bunch of hoops. You really don't. So just remember that it's close. And if you know somebody in a tough situation with a health situation, it's a great place to go. They literally saved my life. So I will be forever indebted to the good folks at Mayo. So, you know, typical this time of year, you got an election coming up on Tuesday. Things happen fast. I'm gone for a couple of days shows, and I feel like I missed a month of things that have happened while I was gone. And I want to talk about a couple of them here on the program today, and also get your take on a few of them as well. Just quickly on the Trump front, I want to say this. You know, the whole Trump judge thing that, you know, started, I guess, before I was gone and has been getting louder and louder. Trump gave a great speech this week as well, and I think it's the kind of speech that is going to lift him to the presidency. I really do. Because he's capable of it. Now, we saw it in Bismarck at the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference on energy policy, which continues to be a speech that is defying, you know, the politicals in Washington in its simplicity, yet, you know, a great agenda and what it could possibly do. And he did something similar earlier this week after the results were final on the last of the primaries, and I think it's going to be great. Yeah, I get a kick out of the fact that the local media wants to have a cow over Doug Burgum and Wayne Stengem supporting Donald Trump. And if Donald Trump says something about a judge, now they're supposed to say something about the judge. Do you agree with him on the judge or do you not agree? Hillary Clinton, ladies and gentlemen, Hillary Clinton, supported by Heidi Heitkamp, and I assume the Democratic nominee for governor, is under investigation by the FBI for criminal conduct. That's what the FBI does. They investigate people they believe to be engaged potentially in criminal behavior. Okay? We have Donald Trump who said something about a judge. And Hillary Clinton under investigation by the FBI. Which is the greater of the two offenses in your mind? Have you seen any newspaper stories about what Heidi Heitkamp believes about Hillary Clinton and the FBI investigation? No. But by golly, Donald Trump is endorsed by Doug Burgum and, you know, kind of half-heartedly by Wayne Stengem, who doesn't want to say his name, which is dangerous for politicians to do. Either you're in or you're out. Don't be in the middle. You'll get run over. But regardless, you know, I think it's unfair for them to say, hey, Wayne Stengem, what do you think about this? Hey, Doug Burgum, what do you think about this? When they're not doing the same for Hillary Clinton. Just shows the enormous bias of the media. It's incredible. It really is. And judging by some of the editorials by the Fargo Forum, they evidently want Wayne Stengem to be governor, not Doug Burgum, because the way they flipped out about Ed Schaefer's endorsement of Doug Burgum is unbelievable. As I said on Facebook, this is one of the stupidest things I've ever read in the Fargo Forum, and that's a long list. There's a lot of candidates for that label. But this one is just, it's incredible. A blatant violation of tradition that they invented. I love that. They can invent a tradition. Now, the really rich thing is the Grand Forks Herald wrote a counter to the whole thing, and I think that's in today's of Herald. I always forget because they put these things online before they get in the actual paper. But they did a little bit of research to talk about all the university presidents that have endorsed. You know, it's an incredible number here, really. What is the, where's the actual number? They actually quote some people here, but they I can't find the number. Was it 200 and some in the last presidential election? Oh, yeah, 223 college presidents, administrators, and trustees have endorsed Bill Clinton for president. Chronicle Higher Education Report in 92. So they go back to the Clinton race. And then they talk about, you know, John McCain, University of Florida, endorsing the, you know, the University of Miami this year, endorsed the president of the University of Miami this year, endorsed Hillary Clinton. Now, mind you, Ed Schaefer did this as Ed Schaefer, former governor, former U.S. Ag Secretary, not anything else. Not as president of UND, but my gosh, it's just amazing to me. So I want to talk, and they shouldn't have been surprised if they were listening to this show. There have been plenty of signals that that was coming, but more about that in a minute. We'll get to your calls too. Tyrion Bismarck wants to weigh in. Fred and Wing wants to talk corporate farming. Whatever is on your mind, we'd love to hear from you today. So Terry, you're next. Fred, you're on deck, and lines open behind that. Here's the number on the Cloverdale Baked Flavor Hotline. Think bacon and pick up the phone. 800-228-0550. Think summer sausage. That's right. 800-228-0550. Next on What's On Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
We're visiting with Marshall Jurdot from Valley Imports. Marshall's an Audi brand specialist, and man, does he love those cars.
We have pretty bad weather, and they have one of the most responsive all-wheel drive systems, and it's actually a permanent all-wheel drive system, so it's always active.
How do you help people find the right car for them?
Basically just asking questions, making sure the car has everything that they want in it.
How do you try to make all your customers feel special walking through the lot?
Everyone, you know, say hi to, make sure that they've been talked to, trying to make a friend, not just sell them a car.
Marshall, you're from Walcott, not far from Kindred. Now you're starting to see some Audis rolling through there.
Yep, it's pretty cool, especially when you meet someone from that area and you're like, oh, and they don't realize that you work there. And then they see the car and a lot of them light up when they see it.
Visit Marshall and all the great people at Valley Imports just north of West Acres Mall at the corner of 40th Street and 4th Avenue. Or call them at 800-676-7667 or go to valleyimports.com.
Please vote on June 14th. Hi, Tom Pryor with the North Dakota Family Alliance, encouraging you to cast your vote during the June primary. Not only is it a civic duty, it's an honor and a privilege. Before you vote, ask the candidates where they stand on life, marriage, and our First Amendment rights of religious exercise and conscience. Remember, your vote is important. Make sure those receiving your vote share your values. And once again, the North Dakota Family Alliance encourages you to vote your values on June 14th.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Radio program on the Northern Plains. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550. Is that first call that came in worried about a sign? Todd, do you have a sign in the parking lot of 550 K Fire right now for one of the candidates or something? Or Did I miss
one? No, we have a sign for ourselves, but not a candidate, no. But
no, I can't have a sign.
So this is getting on your own occasion.
Sorry, Mr. Hennon, but the flag has lost all credibility with me due to the Burgum Sanford sign posted out front.
You guys own the building?
How can I believe anything I hear on the about the North Dakota Republican governor's race?
How could I believe anything because of a sign? Well, first of all, I guess he's talking about the studios where our Fargo affiliate, where I sometimes am at, is on South University, is in a building owned by a fellow by the name of Tom Lavelle, who runs some very good restaurants, by the way. The Cork and Cleaver. You ever been to the Cork and Cleaver? Down is right next to us on South University. And the Pepper. Is your mouth watering yet?
Yeah, thanks for... since I'm trapped in a studio for another hour and a half plus, but yeah.
Anyway,
that sounds good, though.
Tom owns this building. We do not. We rent the building, okay? So that sign, I would assume, is the reflection of the owner's viewpoint on the election. But, you know, so because the radio station is located in the building and the sign's out front, you really are sort of...
So Scott Hennon or Steve Hallstrom, you guys didn't actually... put that sign there. You guys
exactly.
are not the reason the sign is there. Okay.
In fact,
right.
we're hosting a debate tomorrow. I think we're doing that in Fargo. Are we doing that in Fargo or Bismarck? You know, I haven't even looked at my calendar.
I don't know.
For instance, when Brent Sanford and Nicole Pullman were here last week, we pointed out the fact that the sign right there is put up by the owner of the building, not by us. So which I think is, you know, I guess a fair point. But if we own the building, that'd be one thing. We don't. So. What I've said all along on this program, you know, I think in the course of the discussion on the governor's race, we have very good people on the ballot. When you go to the polls and decide between the two top, at least two top polling candidates in my mind, in Wayne Stengem and Nicole Pullman and Doug Burgum and Brent Sanford, you have rock solid choices there. I've said before, you can't go wrong. The ultimate outcome, we can't go wrong. Now, some are not thinking that. There's a lot of legislators that are rankled right now because they believe Doug Burgum has run against the legislature. To me, politics requires you to draw a distinction. I might not have drawn it in the way that Doug Burgum has directly at the legislature, right? On the other hand, I'm not a politician. I don't do it that way. But that's noise. You got to get to the resume of, okay, what have they done? What can they do? And if you look at Wayne Stengem and Doug Burgum, they both bring things to the table that they could argue would put North Dakota in a great place and take it to the next level. You get to decide where it is. I like being in the position of being able to hear from both of them, ask them questions, challenge them. You know, I've had people from both campaigns mad at me, threatening retaliation. From one side, at least, you know, which I guess is popular these days, happening to Ed Schaefer and UND right now. So it happens. That's okay. That just means I'm doing my job. But I'm not here to say, pick that one over that one. I'm not. You know why? Because they're both friends. They're good people. They both bring something to the table. If I had an axe to grind against one or the other, maybe I would. But in this case, to me, that's up to you. That's the beauty of the system. You get to decide. In a Republican primary, I wish there's a lot less, you know, hot-headedness, if that's a term, and a lot more recognition that, hey, these are good people. Let's just go about the process here. People get so hot about it. It's just unbelievable. So there's been too much of that, unfortunately. But in the end, Tuesday, the voters will decide. That's how it works. Long time towards the November election, then the ultimate choice and a legislative session. December and January, and this too shall pass. All right, back to the phones. Terry and Bismarck, what's on your mind? You're on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline.
Hey, Scott, this is Perry, not Terry.
Terry. Let's see. Terry with a T or Perry with a P?
P as in Paul.
P as in Paul. Okay. It's just wrong on my screen. I apologize. Go ahead, Perry.
No problem. Well, what I want to talk about is there is a distinction between the two governor races in the Republican versus Stengem and Burgum. And I just want to give you an example of a situation that happened with me. And you and I have talked about this before, Scott. I don't know if I can fill my brother's shoes, who's going to be talking to me afterwards, but I'll do the best I can. Anyway, what's happening is competitive sourcing for private companies. The government has a lot of work that they're doing that is not being competitively sourced. And my company, as far as one company, is one that's really took a hit in the last 5 years, and it's coming right out of the Attorney General's office. And what's happening is called the 24/7 program. And in the 24/7 program, as far as theory, I like the program, but the application stinks, and it costs taxpayers up to $10 million a year to run that program. Or when I used to be doing it prior to 2013 and running that program through the state of North Dakota.
Let me make sure I understand you. When you say the 24/7 program, are you talking about like the risk thing where somebody can be let out of jail but is monitored 24/7 and something goes on their wrist or their ankle or something?
That's part of it. One of them is alcohol monitoring, where they get a DUI or something and they plea out and they ended up having to sign their bond agreement before they're even convicted, that they have to put on this bracelet. Or that's how the law states now, or they got to come to the sheriff's departments twice a day throughout North Dakota and blow twice a day, be at 7 p.m., 7 a.m., which is a good in theory because I don't support, you know, impaired driving. But what I don't support is it's costing the taxpayers up to $10 million a year, or at least a biennium, to run this program, because it's unfunded mandates going back to our sheriff's departments, and our small sheriff's departments have to hire more people, and the county commissioners are saying, well, we don't have any more money, and tough that you have to run this at state law. And I was doing the whole program for the sheriff's departments throughout the state of North Dakota in 2013 until the law changed. So when I go speak at the legislative interim committee, and Wayne Stenson, who's there, gets up and walks out because he doesn't want to hear it from the rest of the people, I don't have a lot of support for him. So there is a distinction between privately sourcing out some of this work to the private factors and private companies to do some of the government work, which will reduce the amount of taxes that we pay. And don't get me wrong, I'm still running my business. I mean, that $500,000 I lost took a hit for me. I never laid anybody off. And I don't need that extra work. But you know what? It wasn't the right thing to do. So I am when I seen Ed Schaefer support Burgum, I thought that was the best thing that could happen, because he's pro-business. He's less taxes. He'll weed out those things that should be community or should be competitively sourced out of the government and let private care. It'll be done more efficient and better quality.
Perry, hang on one sec. I want to ask you a question on this side of the break, because I don't, you know, you're critical of Wayne Stenjum on this. I don't understand what his motivation would be to like the system that is currently in place versus the one you did before. But let's talk about that when we come back. Don't go away.
So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Everyone's a winner at PetroServe USA. $50,000 given away at PetroServe USA. Tell you more about that in a minute. When I need to fill up the tank, I look for the red, white, and blue of PetroServe USA. Why? These are the good folks that are out there to help Main Street, too, because they connect North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And it works, and it gives you choice at the pump. Right now, you can register for $50,000 from PetroServe USA. Register weekly to be one of 1,000 winners. That's right. You have to register every single week. Remember that. Don't forget the 4 for $4 special. That's the hot stuff pizza, fountain pop, and 2 cookies. 4 items for $4. All day, every day at PetroServe USA locations. They also have the buy one, get one free deal on Car Wash Tuesdays. That's a great deal. And all month long, take advantage of Jack Link's Jumbo Sticks, only $1.79. King size Hershey candy bars for $1.09. And giant sunflower seeds, North Dakota made, only $1.39. At PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you have sleep apnea and you're tired of dragging around your big, bulky home CPAP device wherever you travel, what I'm about to tell you may sound too good to be true. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Even better, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for a full 10 days. Call us now, 1-800-940-5473. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. It's true. You can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere, anytime you want. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-940-5473. That's 1-800-940-5473.
In part today by Northwest Landowners Association. Find out more about them online at nwlandowners.com. If you own land in North Dakota, help us help you by joining the Northwest Landowners Association. Pennies. Pennies, ladies and gentlemen. I kid you not. We're talking about pennies here. It's a great, great way to save. It costs you so little to get such a loud voice and an important voice at the legislature. That's what's most important. All right, 28 before the top of the hour. We're doing some open phone time to the till next hour. We have, in fact, a guest at 10:20. Mark Dayton, the governor of Minnesota, is in the neighborhood today. He's up along the North Dakota-Minnesota border. Thought it might be a good day to explore why a guy like that would veto tax relief, including for veterans, over one word. He did. Kurt Daut, the Speaker of the House of Minnesota, is going to join us for an update on that. I feel for these guys. This is almost like a pity party I'm going to have of Republicans in Minnesota. It's just like, man alive. There's so much of Minnesota is so far gone. It's unreal. Of course, I don't know. North Dakota, thankfully, it's a smaller number. Did you see the numbers on Bernie Sanders in North Dakota the other night? I think 47, where's my headline? The numbers that he got. It was a rout. He absolutely destroyed Hillary Clinton. What does this what does this say? What does this mean? You have 42 of 47 districts. 42 of 47. Unbelievable. So that's something. Rick Santorum is going to be here as well, 2016 presidential nominee. And, of course, he was the runner-up to Mitt Romney in 2012, as you remember. We're going to talk about the Never Hillary campaign and also his concerns. Has a difference of opinion with Congressman Cramer on the renewable fuel standard. We're going to talk about that with him coming up. He'll be here at 10:30 on the program, so stay tuned for that next hour. Some more on Ed Schaefer's endorsement of Doug Burgum that I want to get to, but I'm deferring to the callers. As always, 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Give us a ring. So, Perry, you called with criticism of Wayne Stengem based on personal experience, saying, hey, we had something that was cheaper, better for the state, did the same job. It was thrown out. This new system's put in, affected my business, and that's, you know, only part of the reason I'm mad, mostly because this would, we could have saved taxpayers money. What motivation is it for Wayne Stengem? You're critical of Wayne Stengem about this. I don't understand how he benefits from making the decision he did.
When this was all coming down in 2013, and it was reinforced in 2015 legislature, it's ran under the Attorney General's program, under his budget. So when the people in the larger counties of North Dakota, sheriff's departments, wanted to implement this program, it was a program to be implemented to make money for their sheriff's department. That's my opinion, and I work with sheriff's departments every day of the week in our seven locations in North Dakota, plus some of our satellite offices. And the small county sheriff's departments who can't afford this program, they're in the hole. They're frustrated. They don't want this. But the bigger counties who got the numbers are making money on it. And I didn't know that the government was supposed to be in the business of making money.
Interesting. So you think this was a you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours kind of deal where, hey, we'll get this through for you, and this will channel you guys to, some extra bucks in the sheriff's budget, which is obviously always tight.
Absolutely, and Mr. Stengem decided that it should be under his budget, and they said okay, and they went for it, and I think it was partly political.
Have you ever talked to Wayne about it, or written a letter, or? I have written
five letters in the last 3 years to the Attorney General's office, and the last letter I got saying, please do not contact this office anymore. The law is what it is. It's not going to be changed unless it's changed to the legislature. Yep, I got the letter, all documentation.
Got it. Well, interesting, Perry. Yep. I mean,
if people are on the fence with Mr. Stengem and with Mr. Burgum, I hope this helps them understand that I do not think Wayne, who I think, like you said earlier, is a good person, but he's missing the boat in a big part of North Dakota's philosophy of smaller government and more private. And if that's happening and we're going to vote him in, I think we're going to see more of that. And I know Mr. Burgum is familiar with this situation, and he goes, that's one of the first things we got to take a look at is competitively sourcing what the government should not be doing.
Interesting. Perry, appreciate the call. By the way, we'll have a debate with the candidates tomorrow, their last one before the Tuesday election. I welcome your questions for the candidates. All right, if you have them, get them in. You can call the 24/7 Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 855-200-1776, extension 1. Leave your questions, and I would be the happiest guy in the world if you ask every question tomorrow. So there's your chance. 855-200-1776, extension 1. A one-hour-long debate with both candidates tomorrow on the program. Looking forward to that. Fred in Wing wants to talk corporate farming. You're next. 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. What's on your mind today, folks? Let us know. Fred, take it away.
Well, they took you went down to Rochester. They put you up on the hoist, huh?
They put me up on the hoist. Yeah, the good news is, though, when they put you back down from the hoist and they go, you're free to go, that's what you like to hear. In fact, I've been doing these annual checkups, and I even got the good news, we'll see you in 2 years. So they gave me an extra year, so that's a really good check.
Well, that's good. We're nice to hear that. Are you back ready for battle?
Well, I don't know if this is battle. I said I'm having too much fun to call it a battle, but I'm ready to chat, you bet.
Well, that's good. I just needed to, before we go to the election, I know there's lots of things pending. We have our big vote on next Tuesday, and I just standing out here in the field here this morning and looking at an old red schoolhouse where my grandfather used to vote, and that was the most important thing to him, to get there and vote. And when there was initiated measures or anything like that, he was always knew what they were about. And he's passed that on as a heritage to us. So with that said, I really feel strongly about this corporation farming bill. The legislature passed it. And talk about the gorilla in the room. This gorilla is not in the room. They talk about the gorilla dragging the kid across the lake, across the monkey pool. You know, that's what this thing is to us out here. And I think it needs to be shot down just like they did that gorilla down there. And we don't need to have it here anymore, because when you talk about corporation farming, you're talking about not corporations, you're talking about monopolies when it comes to agriculture. Because the only corporate structure is a monopoly. And they are already a monopoly in the ag industry already. On the supply side, and now if they get a hold of the land, it is a monopoly when they get a hold of enough of the land where they can control the amount of prices in a certain commodity and control a commodity enough, and they've already proved that this is so nationwide with the hogs, the eggs, the chicken, the turkey, the dairy cows, and so to let them in here as not a corporation, but as a agribusiness that wants a monopoly. Now when you get a hold of this end of the and you get a hold of the land and you get a hold of the what's out here left, all farmers know, anybody who's been around, and like my grandfather would tell you, Fred, you've got to have a market. When they control part of it, he came from the old country. They didn't have markets anymore because the king took over, so he moved over here. And then the communists took over.
Well, here's one question I have for you. Here's one question I have for you. First of all, you know, to be fair here, what folks are voting on Tuesday related to Measure 1 is whether or not if you want what the legislature did, and that is put two exemptions to our corporate farming law to allow hog or dairy operations. That's what you're voting on. Corporate farming remains. With a yes or a no, corporate farming remains. What you're doing is saying, should we allow an exemption to two parts of the ag world that have really gone away? You know, animal agriculture is requires the size that the dairy and hog operations need, and they're in other states right now. So that's the one thing. Separately, on the whole debate of corporate farming, what I've never heard a good answer for is, and the Farm Bureau makes the case of, look, why are you punishing families to not allow them the structure to be able to have a good financial planning that that a corporation would allow? I'm with you, Fred. I don't want to outsource North Dakota agriculture to mega, you know, conglomerate organizations. I love what we have here, what we have right here. But I think by not allowing corporate farming, you punish the people here farming as much as you punish, you know, anybody else. And if it's okay for a fireworks stand or a car dealership or a supermarket, why is it not okay for farming?
Well, if you give me a few seconds, I can answer that. Scott, you came out the other day and you said that it was a kind of a ludicrous idea to keep this, like you just said, it's hurting family farms. You said that it was a situation where it was juvenile. Okay, 3 or 4 days later, after you said that, the other shoe dropped, and Farm Bureau decided they're going to sue. So now the Farm Bureau, and I'm encouraging everybody to join the Farm Bureau. I want everybody to sign up to the Farm Bureau, and we need to vote these people out that are running it. Everybody should call up the Farm Bureau, pay their dues, and join the Farm Bureau, and they should vote them out
But why are you having such a hissy fit over that, Fred? I mean, what they are doing is saying, let's settle it once and for all.
They came down the next day and said that they were going to sue the state government to get rid of corporations.
What they're doing is they're saying, is this constitutional? I mean, they're saying, let's just let a judge, let's take it where it should be decided once and for all on whether or not it is legal and constitutional to have this. Because if you're right, this is so great and the court is for it, it remains forever. And if not, it's decided. I applaud the Farm Bureau because when they call the question, they're just saying, give it to a judge. Let him decide. Tell us once and for all, is this legal or not? What could be wrong with that?
Well, Darrell came on your show the other day and he said his words, we're tired of fighting it in the legislature. We're tired of going to the legislature. Now they want to become judicial activists because they can't get it passed by the people. They can't get their thing across, so now they want to become judicial activists and call the monopolies out of our farmland business. They want to call them.
I guess that's fair. I mean, I don't know that I'd call them judicial activists if they were there monthly with some beef. I would say so, but I think settling the question once and for all is not the end of the world. But I respect your opinion on this, Fred. I really do, and I love the dialogue. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Western North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet. Now, Eastern North Dakota's home for Chevy, Buick, and GMC is Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. That's right, a legendary name in Western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. And coming soon, our brand new state-of-the-art showroom and service center in Valley City. You drive, we'll ride with you at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck and Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. Shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
Get Dad what he really wants for Father's Day at Max Hardware. Buy a $100 Max gift card for just $75. Limit 2 per customer. A 105-piece toolkit with case, $39.99. Save $100 on a DeWalt 20-volt premium toolkit. Carhartt pocket t-shirts are only $11.99, our lowest price of the year. See our sale ad at maxhardware.com and register for text and email alerts. It's not just another hardware store. It's Max.
You've heard us tell you about Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. Today we talk about why you should use Sunbelt of North Dakota. To answer, Art Rosenberg is back. Say, Art, what in particular about Sunbelt makes it the right choice for a business owner looking to sell here?
We have an experienced team of business professionals who understand the region, and every one of our brokers has owned their own business in the past. Our team members have diverse backgrounds in networking, finance, marketing, sales, and human resources.
What does the worldwide reach of Sunbelt and the presence of Sunbelt bring with the local touch here in North Dakota?
We're able to provide you with valuations and appraisals, financing opportunities, whether it's with SBA or other national funding sources as leasing. And then we can add consulting to increase the value of your business.
Folks, they know the language. They can help all parties avoid the pitfalls that can derail a deal. They've been there, done that, which is why you ought to call them at 701-347-2727 or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com. Thanks, Art.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
What's on your mind is brought to you by the best night's sleep on the planet. My Pillow will give you that. 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. Was at Mall of America on the way back from the Mayo trip yesterday. And remember, I said I had our youngest daughter along. I can't drive through the cities and not stop at Mall of America. I'd rather poke needles in my eyes than go there myself. But they had a little My Pillow stand. I stopped there. Didn't have our kind of pillows. You know, the premium pillows or the classic pillows. So that you get the good stuff when you use the promo code Scott at MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. And that four-for-one deal, $160 in savings from our deal. When you say, hey, promo code Scott, MyPillow.com, or call 800-506-9028. All right, back to the phones at 800-228-0550 on What's On Your Mind. I got some emails and texts, but I'm going to get to the callers first. Hello, Jerry and Drake. You're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Scott. This is Jerry. I'm calling about the Measure One. I called you a couple of weeks ago and talked about this, and I'm for Measure One. I want to be able to have my family incorporate just like any other business. The Farmers Union keeps taking away from this that this is a terrible thing. But what do they got? What are they coming up with that's better? I mean, we're still losing dairies. We have no hog farms. We're losing a market for our feed grains. Everybody is that you now. I just heard one that you talked to say that this is terrible and we should get rid of the Farm Bureau people. I think Daryl is doing us a great job by taking it to the courts, because we got to decide this some way. And if it's legal, then let's have it. If not, it'll be over with.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea what the Farm Bureau is doing, because it is. How long have we been debating this? Right. And, it even sort of defies political lines. It isn't a Republican-Democrat deal. There's just this, nostalgia for the idea of, the family farm. And, I love it too. My grandpa was a farmer. My uncle's, farmed. Most of them retired now. Cousin's still farming, down by Canby, Minnesota. So I have a great reverence for it. But, I mean, when I was knee-high to a grasshopper, out there with my dad in the middle of, or my grandpa, my dad would take me out there with my grandpa to look at the corn. Things were different then than they are now. And the idea that, you never change and you always believe it, just, I don't understand it. I really don't. But I think what the Farm Bureau is doing is saying, rather than just continue to have the same old arguments, let's just find out once and for all. But the important thing is, and the Farmers Union doesn't want you to know this, what you're deciding on Tuesday is simply this. Was the legislature right to grant two simple exemptions to the corporate farming law? The corporate farming law does not change. It does not go away. It simply says, okay, as you said, hog operations, dairy operations, they're gone. They're non-existent in North Dakota because of this law. So this would bring them back, which, again, is jobs and also more places for the feed you're growing, Jerry. So it's just, to me, it's
the only thing that could be a little bit, if the courts decide, are they going to just leave it at the hogs and the dairy? It could end up being that they'll open it up for everything this way.
I don't think they're taking, the Farm Bureau has sort of opted out of the whole debate over Measure One, honestly. They've really not been in that at all. They're calling into question the constitutionality of the law itself. So, no, yeah. I don't think the courts would look at, what the legislature proposed. I think they'd look at the law itself.
Yeah, I think so. And this idea that we're going to have big monopoly farms out here that are going to take off, we've got these big farms already. I mean, and if somebody wants to come in here and buy up half the state, if they got the money, they can do it already. They don't have to be incorporated.
No, exactly right. Terry Wanzek led a really reasonable effort in the legislature over this change. The Farmers Union is just so fond of, they really use this issue as kind of their pet issue, they're so fond of the arguments of all the bad, horrible things that are going to happen that are all hypotheticals. They're all hypotheticals. They can't point to one example. I mean, for one, got 41 states that have no corporate farming laws, and all the horrible things they're talking about aren't happening there. So there's a pretty good laboratory on this already. We already have the answer to that. So all they continue to do is talk about the hypotheticals. Meanwhile, they miss the arguments that I think the Farm Bureau makes to say, why should family farms be punished to be able to do financial planning and corporate structure the same way every other business in North Dakota is able to do?
There's corporate stuff that we could be taking advantage of too here.
Right. That make for a better situation. So but again, that's not convenient for the argument.
Yep.
So good points on your part, Jerry.
I did buy one of your pillows, or my pillows, and I still got sore shoulders and I snore yet, so I don't know if that's going to help.
Now, so the snoring hasn't gone away? Here's one thing, and my wife does this often for me. You have to adjust that pillow. If you go online, they do a good job of telling you. You have to adjust that pillow, so it has to keep your neck as flat as possible, right? So that's where because I've done that before. I fall asleep reading a lot, so then my head is still kinked up. Well, then you're going to snore. So try adjusting that my pillow because the pillow is perfect. Trust me. Sometimes the way we use the pillow isn't perfect. Okay, Jerry?
Probably, yep.
All right.
Yep, I still like it, though.
I'm glad you do. And hope you get a good night's rest and tune in again tomorrow. Thanks so much. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
The program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Please vote on June 14th. Hi, Tom Pryor with the North Dakota Family Alliance, encouraging you to cast your vote during the June primary. Not only is it a civic duty, it's an honor and a privilege. Before you vote, ask the candidates where they stand on life, marriage, and our First Amendment rights of religious exercise and conscience. Remember, your vote is important. Make sure those receiving your vote share your values. And once again, the North Dakota Family Alliance encourages you to vote your values on June 14th.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include machinery auctions in Starkweather and Anamoose, North Dakota, and in Yulin, Minnesota, featuring early and late model equipment, harvest equipment, tractors and trucks, and Pfeiffer's land auctions in McKenzie, Dunn, McLean, and Mercer counties in North Dakota. For detailed information on these equipment, land auctions, and many more land listings, log on to Pfeiffer's.com.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.